I did something that I haven't done in an entire year, and it took so much courage, and it's embarrassing to even admit it.
What did you do?
I jumped.
Congratulations. I mean, after your repaired knee, I get it. That's kind of a big deal.
So I blew out my knee last October. No. It was ACL and meniscus. And I was really active. You know, I worked out 5 days a week. I just, you know, it was my stress reliever, all that. And then I had surgery in December. It's been a slow recovery. And then I had to have surgery again over the summer to repair whatever happened. I had a cyclops in my knee, which is the most ridiculous thing. I thought it was a joke.
That's a different story.
Yep. So now I wanted to know if I could do it because I can't run. I can't do any of those things yet. And I was just watching my daughter at soccer practice. And I remember like back in the old days at soccer practice, I would take a couple laps around. Like I would run, I would, you know, take a ball and I would go play with my husband and my younger daughter. And I miss doing those things. So I was like, well, you're not going to get back to them if you just don't take the first step. So I go, I'm going to jump. With both my feet and see what happens.
Why would you start with jumping? I mean, jump, it's impact when you land. It's the springing off. I mean, you should have maybe started with a jog or a fast-paced walk.
Well, I do fast-paced walk. I mean, okay. I go to physical therapy twice a week, you know? And I keep saying to Alex, I'm like, I think I'm ready to jump. And she's like, you're not ready to jump. And finally, I'm like, I am a grown-up. If I want to jump, I am going
to
jump.
Sure. I may have to leave on a stretcher, but right. I'm going to do it.
I did it. I worked up all my courage and I jumped. It was okay. And then I was like, you know what? I could do this. I go, I could kick a ball. So I grabbed a soccer ball. I go, I'm going to kick the ball. And I kicked the ball and it felt a little pain. And I was like, nope, I could work through this. And it was good. I kicked the ball for like 20 minutes. And then I woke up the next morning and I could barely walk.
Right.
But, and then I went and told my physical therapist, Alex, and she said, Anna, I specifically told you not to jump, and certainly I don't know why you think you could kick a ball for 30 minutes.
Well, you were feeling courageous.
Yeah.
You were puffed up.
Mm-hmm. So now I just don't wonder if I should jump again, you know? It's so dumb. Like, to even say it out loud that this is a real thing, but it's just an awkward thing. I'm going to do it. Ready? Watch.
I mean, you're going to do it here right now? That kind of makes me responsible.
Right.
If I don't stop you.
Hold on. Ready?
Yeah. I mean, I want to just mention the fact that you're going to an area where it's clear for you to jump. But as Anna was walking to the area, you were hobbling a little bit. You were limping.
Because my knee hurts a little bit still. Yeah.
Okay. So definitely jump. Good
Ready?
Idea.
Watch. I did it. See?
On the scale of jumps, I have to say that was maybe 6 inches.
I got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just glad that you got back up. So, okay.
So when you meet somebody for the first time, the most common questions you usually ask are like, where are you from? What do you do for fun? And the number one question, what do you do for a living, right?
Sure, that makes sense, right, because it tells you a lot about somebody.
Yeah, well, it turns out a majority of people have already stereotyped you and decided what you do based solely on the way you look.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
You think? Do you think? What I tell you next, you might change your mind.
That's all right. You know, people, they come up with deductions all the time. If you're going to figure it out based on my t-shirt, today I'm an astronaut.
Oh, yeah?
I'm wearing a NASA shirt.
Uh-huh. So we decided to put it to the test. And just for fun, on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, we took selfies, posted them, and we said, if you knew that we were not in radio based solely on our looks, you met us on the street, what did you think we do for a living, mm-hmm. right? Do you want to do me or you first? Let's do me.
I go.
Okay. Ironically, the number one and two answers were real estate agent and teacher, which is ironically both careers that I've had.
Right.
Which I thought was really strange because I'm like, huh, I guess I fit the bill for a real estate agent or a teacher.
Is that good or bad? You feel comfortable with it. I mean, you actually made those choices in your life, so that's fine.
Well, it makes me wonder, like, how accurate is the stereotyping that people do this, that so many people said that? And I was like, those are two careers that I definitely had. I was a high school teacher for a couple of years. I taught high school English, you know, and I was a realtor for many years. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But then things got a little bit strange. They said I could be a dentist or I could do ads for toothpaste.
You have nice white teeth. That's true, right?
A flight attendant. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I think that somebody might have liked you on that one, right? The flight attendant, the old 80s flight attendant, where people envisioning that, right?
Yeah. Weather girl, First of all, are we allowed to call people weather girls anymore?
I don't know.
Weather persons?
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't want to die. I don't want to dip my toe into that pool. I don't want to offend anybody, but weather person seems like it makes sense.
Yeah. And then there was live action Dark Crystal cosplay, and I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But I think that that's definitely somebody that was into you, right? Because, you know, usually when I think of cosplay, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I always picture latex and brightly colored wigs.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, sorry.
We don't
sorry
know.
If that's a stereotype. Yeah. Right. I'm that's what I think of.
But then, you know, I wasn't offended by anything. I thought they were all very nice. But then sure. I was looking at yours and I was like, oh.
Oh, he might be upset.
Mm.
What did they say about me?
I'll go down the list.
Yes.
Pawn shop broker.
Nice. That's terrible. That's great, though.
The number one answer a majority of the people gave was car salesman.
Okay. Yeah, because I got that finger guns look. The guy that I'll be like, let me see what I can do.
Right. Let me talk to my manager. Right. I'll be right back in here.
Hey, maybe we could throw in the floor mats, huh? For you, big guy?
Mobster, and then on the flip side, detective.
Oh, nice. So both of those.
Basically, you're just going to star in a CSI episode.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard lifestyle either way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay.
Janitor.
Yeah, all right. I love that.
Yeah. Liquor store or restaurant owner.
I never, ever, ever want to own a restaurant.
Mm-mm.
Liquor store also seems like a slow way to pass my time, but, you know, whatever.
And then my favorite one was door-to-door salesman selling windows.
Oh, never me. Never me, not in a lifetime. Nope.
I don't know, Raven. I'm looking at you. Based solely on your looks, I think you could sell so many double-pane windows. I think you'd be so good at it.
Right.
All right. You wanna? People never know what we look like. Yeah. It's really easy. Just go to our Instagram, search Anna and Raven, and you can see for yourself. And what do you think that we do if you knew that we weren't in radio?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you could pick my next career for me. Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
Chef.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you crazy right now? Wouldn't it feel good to get it off your chest? Call 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Patrick.
People that read magazines or newspapers, anything like that when they're driving, that's all I need to know about you.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. I have seen somebody with a book propped on top of their steering wheel, and we were going fast. This was not listen, if you're in traffic and you're in bumper to bumper and it ain't moving, okay, check your phone, do this, do that. You know, if you feel safe enough in the city that you're just inching along doing it that way, I mean, I don't think that's a good idea, because you're just gonna, you know, hit somebody in front of you and slow us all down even more. But all right, I could see that. We're doing 75 miles per hour on a 2-lane highway. That's dangerous.
You know,
it's real dangerous.
I'm seeing a lot of people with their phones propped up, like on the dashboards, and they're watching a show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, how are you, like, paying attention to the show and the road? Like, maybe I'm not good at multitasking, but to me, that seems incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. Yeah. That's why it's illegal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, man. Don't read the book, the paper. I mean, who even has a magazine at this point?
It's true.
Like, where do you get that, you know?
Carrie, that's all I need to know about you.
If you give greeting cards that are full of glitter, that's all I need to know about you.
It is like you are a terrible person, kind of, because you know what happens when you open those up. On the other hand, greeting cards, they're not giving you a lot of variety. Like, it's either $8 for one that sings to you or $10 for one that sings to them.
And pops up, like a pop-up image.
Or if you get, like, a generic card, which used to be $1, but now they're, like, $3, $4 for the generic ones. You get no joke, no real sentiment. It's, like, basically, like, happy birthday, bro. And then you got to be, like, in the $7, $8 range. And they've run out of ideas. It's just like Hollywood in movies.
I disagree. I think the innovation in cars has gotten far, but the bigger question is why am I buying a $13 greeting card that'll get thrown out? You know, just because it pops up and sings me a song and then there's like a dog tap dancing or whatever's happening on it, that's one thing. But the glitter is a real problem, because I feel like there's always three specks of glitter that end up in your eye.
Nah.
And no matter what you do, you can never get them out. And people are always like, you have glitter in your eye.
Right.
You're constantly trying to get it, and then it just lives there forever.
Similar to that situation, balloons with confetti. I had one pop in my yard 2 summers ago.
Oh, no.
I still find pieces of that confetti out there. It seems like they're never going to go away.
It lives there now.
As a man, if you have any glitter on you as well,
right,
immediately your wife assumes that you came from a strip club.
Yes.
Yes.
Crystal, that's all I need to know about you.
If you believe every conspiracy theory you read online, that's all I need to know about you.
Everybody knows one of them.
Yeah, I got caught in a conversation about that the other day. And I don't engage, but I also don't say, like, what you're saying is dumb.
Of course not.
I just shake my head and smile like I agree. And then I wonder, like, am I doing a disservice by being like, you realize you sound nuts. I just nod and smile.
I have a friend that you can have, like, a regular conversation with, like, football, work is all regular. And then if he just gets quiet for about, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes, all of a sudden he's sticking his cell phone in front of your face. And he's like, did you see this? And he's handing me, like, something that's on YouTube. I can't do it.
It's always the people that you don't think would be them that are them. One of the guys I know, he's so smart. Like, and then all of a sudden he'll be like, well, you read that online, right? And I'll be like, is he like testing me?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then no, he's not. He totally believes everything he reads.
Yeah. Sometimes they think that there's a code to be cracked.
Yeah. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Hurricane Fiona. Here's a news report.
Let's begin with a look at Fiona, which is strong tonight, Category 4, and really alarming. The wind field itself is expanding. In other words, the storm itself is getting bigger. Long term, we're talking about perhaps a catastrophic impact.
It's been pretty quiet in the hurricane season. This is the first big one, and it became a Category 4 yesterday.
So Alicia got out. She was off on the girls' trip last week with a couple of her girlfriends for a bachelorette party. They got out on Sunday morning, and she was showing me photos yesterday from the hotel, and ceilings are coming down and stuff like that. They're getting a ton of rain. That was in Dominican, and now this thing looks like it's going to track all the way up the east.
Right. So it hit the DR terribly. Same thing with Puerto Rico. Absolutely,
yeah, really
awful.
Really got Puerto Rico.
The east coast here in the U.S., we're not going to see actually direct impact. It's just going to be more of like the riptides and the currents, that being an issue. But it's headed towards Canada, and they're saying that it could be catastrophic for Canada, one of the biggest storms they've ever seen in their life. Mm. So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, there's a couple other storms that are in the works right now, too.
Yes. So, speaking of those other storms and storms in general, we should all be prepared, right? Whether it's tornadoes, hurricanes, wildfires, blizzards, whatever, anytime you run the risk of losing power, there's some hacks that you can do to prepare.
If you're out of AA batteries, you can't find any in the stores, and you have some AAA batteries on hand, load them in like normal, fill the space with aluminum foil, and boom, let there be light.
I can't believe this is a real thing that works. You mean to tell me that I can just get foil and shove it in that little hole with a battery and it'll still work if it's the wrong one?
You may never buy AA batteries again now.
I mean, who is Just buy foil. Like, just get the smallest ones and just stick it in there. I can't believe this works. Like, we have to put this to the test somehow. Bring in a remote control. We got to figure this out.
I mean, if you bring in a remote control from home, it's not going to work to any device because the device is at home. What a terrible example.
Somebody figure this out.
How about a flashlight, Anna?
A flashlight.
I've always just start with a flashlight.
That's, sure.
Well, I brought my remote for my television. Let's see if it works. Okay.
Moving on.
Fill plastic bags 3/4 full and load them up in your freezer. It'll keep your freezer colder longer if you lose power, and it will give you fresh water as it melts.
Yeah, they also say you should always be freezing Ziploc bags. You should always have frozen Ziploc bags in there for any time you need them.
It's really smart. Like, mm-hmm. If you think that there's going to be a serious disaster where it's going to compromise not only your power, if you've got a well, too, or whatever, if you have water concerns, you want to fill your bathtub, too. That's a big one because you're going to need water for cooking, washing, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, you could use that water to flush your toilet. You know, you pour it in the back.
Also important,
it'll get it down.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're running out of cooler space, you can fill your washing machine with ice and keep the essentials cool. Washing machines are built to drain water, so no worries about a mess when it melts.
I read that you're also supposed to put your food in the washing machine with the ice packs, the Ziploc ice bags, and it'll keep the food good.
It's really smart.
Yeah.
I had never really thought about that, but yeah, it keeps things clean and concise. Yeah, that's pretty smart.
As another random hack, you're supposed to put your possessions, like the things that you don't want destroyed, in the dishwasher because that'll keep them dry if you run the risk of flooding. So any like special photos or anything like that, I thought that was interesting to know.
I mean, that is interesting. I'll just be running for my life if it's floodwaters, but yeah. That's me.
If you lose power and you're without power for a while, you can get one of these solar power USB chargers. Once the hurricane passes over, it's almost always bright sunlight, and there are loads of these at electronic stores and on Amazon.
This sounds like after every storm when I say I'm going to buy a generator, and then like a week later, I forget, and then until the next storm, it's kind of the same thing, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Anna and Raven's Pick 'em News.
Raven picks some three news stories, but you only hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. You ready for your selection today?
What do you got?
Number one, FDA warns against very unsafe social media challenge.
Oh, come on with the FDA, always in the business.
Number two, teenager arrested for carjacking. Well, I can't say
this. Are you all right?
I can't say it with a straight face. Let me try again.
Okay.
Number two, teenager arrested for carjacking a person on Sesame Street.
Come on. Come on, kids.
It's in Canada. There's a street called Sesame Street. Okay. Number three, unmarked Chinese takeout sparks massive family brawl.
Well, I just had Chinese earlier this week, and it was magnificent. Let's go with the FDA because I want to be safe, of course.
So earlier this year, there was a TikTok health trend called the Sleepy Chicken Challenge, quote unquote health trend, where people were supposed to boil chicken in NyQuil, and they're saying that it could be the cure for the common cold. Here's one of the people on TikTok explaining how to make it.
My wife got sick last night, so I'm cooking up some NyQuil chicken. I've done this in the past, and usually I use about, you know, 4/3 of the bottle. Season that NyQuil in there just at the right temperature.
I listened to that clip 10 times until I realized that he said
4/3 of the bottle.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It took me a long time to pick up on that, and I was like, wait a minute. It's a good thing we're taking health advice from this guy.
Right. I mean, he's a mathematician and a doctor, it appears.
He goes on.
You're going to want to let it sit there and sizzle for about, you know, 5 to 30 minutes.
Somewhere in between that seems
five
fine.
5 to 30 minutes.
You know, it's fine.
With 4 3/4 of the bottle.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Oh, sometimes the steam really makes you sleepy.
Woo-hoo!
Dude, you are freebasing lean over a Kentucky fried. Like, what are you doing?
Drain the unused right back into the NyQuil can, just like so. And boom, NyQuil chicken.
That's NyQuil chicken.
Wait a minute. Did he just take the leftover font, the stuff that's left in the pan, and put it back in the NyQuil bottle?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That is exactly what has happened. Now, you hear this, right? And you think to yourself, like this has got to be fake. This can't be real.
There's nobody doing this.
Then all over the news yesterday, This was the number one thing being reported.
The FDA has a big warning. Don't cook chicken in NyQuil. A new social media challenge is encouraging people to cook their food in NyQuil. This one is dangerous, they say, even if you don't eat the chicken. That's because the FDA says boiling medication can make it more concentrated. And just breathing it in could damage your lungs.
If you're a news anchor, how do you keep a straight face and report that? Like, you can't. Like, you can't. You're not a real person if you're like, the FDA is reporting that you should not boil chicken in NyQuil. Like, get out of here.
Breaking Bad of your boneless. Like, this is just so wacky. And the FDA is like, yep, let's get on that right away today. There's so many things wrong with this.
Right. They're like, you know what? Let's make sure we let people know this. If you're boiling your chicken in NyQuil.
Yes.
I don't think the FDA telling you not to is going to make a difference or not.
Right. You're not sitting around waiting for their update.
No.
It's true. It's fair point, actually.
The Adam Levine allegations just keep coming in. In case you missed it, his beautiful Victoria's Secret wife is pregnant with their third child, and all these Instagram quote-unquote models have come forward saying that Adam Levine cheated on his wife with them and has sent them dirty DMs.
I mean, I don't know. I come out strong on this. I just feel like you've got everything going for you in the world, and you are just the dumbest person alive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, really dumb.
All right. Let's play. Is this a dirty DM from Adam Levine, or is this a Maroon 5 lyric?
I love it. Let's play.
Okay. Number one, if I could bottle up the chills that you give me, I would keep them in a jar next to my bed.
Definitely feels like a Maroon 5 lyric.
If I could bottle up the chills that you give me, I would keep them in a jar.
I mean, I've never heard that song before in my life, but okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Is this a dirty DM from Adam Levine or a Maroon 5 lyric? I may need to see the booty. You are 50 times hotter in person, and so am I.
That's definitely a lyric because booty rhymes with everything.
No.
What?
That is a...
No.
That is a dirty DM that Adam Levine sent to one of these Instagram models. No.
Read it again.
I may need to see the booty. You are 50 times hotter in person, and so am I.
Wait a minute, what? And so am I. What?
Yeah.
What?
No, just... no.
Dude, everything is wrong about that. You don't tell people how hot you are.
Okay, is this a dirty DM from Adam Levine, or is this a Maroon 5 lyric? It is truly unreal how hot you are. Like, it blows my mind. That body of yours is absurd.
I think that's a dirty DM.
That is a dirty DM. Yeah. Next one. Girls like you love fun, and yeah, me too.
Wait a minute, what? Like, seriously?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Girls like you love fun, and yeah, me too.
I'm going to go with that Maroon 5 lyric. Girls like you love fun, and yeah, me too. Yep. I didn't know that that's what he said before in the song, to tell you the truth. I'm learning something here.
It makes everything seem so much creepier, right?
It does, actually.
All right, next one. Don't ever apologize for being human. Love that witchy.
Lyric, because I don't know what the word witchy means.
I don't either, but that is a dirty DM that he sent to an Instagram model.
No, 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 no.
I don't get it.
Would you come and put it down on me? Dirty DM, Adam Levine, Maroon 5 lyric. Would you come put it down on me?
I'm going to go with it's a lyric. It's a lyric. Oh, yeah. I knew that one. I like that song.
Watching your butt jiggle on that table will permanently scar me. I'd do anything for it. I'd buy it a steak dinner and whisper sweet nothings into it.
Well, that's got to be a dirty DM, right? Because, I mean, I think I would remember the steak dinner lyric.
Yes. That is 100% a dirty DM.
Buy it a steak dinner.
Producer John, you've been listening this entire time.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of gold in here.
All right. Can you quickly, impromptu, do a Maroon 5 kind of version of a song based solely on his dirty DMs?
All right. Let's grab. Can you give me the booty line one more time? I want to get that booty line. Which is also not something I wish I just said on the air.
I may need to see the booty. You are 50 times hotter in person, and so am I.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's think like Sunday morning, right? So, you know.
I may need to see the booty. You're 50 times hotter in person, and so am I.
Oh, God.
So weird.
Just think about it. He's got all those tattoos. Just imagine, like, the spiky hair and all that.
I may need to see the booty.
Okay, I think we're good. Remember when Adam Levine was hot and not creepy? Remember that? Last week? So have you ever played Fortnite? I played for the first time this week. I don't want to brag.
I mean, wasn't Fortnite like a thing like a year or two ago?
It's a thing forever.
Okay,
people love Fortnite.
All right. I mean, I've never played, to be honest with you, so I don't know.
See? You don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I played because I'm cool like that.
All right. Anyway, I'm sure you did exceptionally well at it, too, when you played.
I wouldn't say he actually let me play, but he let me watch him and ask questions.
It's totally different then.
It's my nephew, Drew. He's 8 years old. He was playing, and I was like, can I sit next to you and learn? And he was like, all right, Zia, sit down.
Yeah, like, whatever.
And this is how it went.
What are those people doing?
They're healing me.
They heal each other?
Yes, you can heal each other.
Because they're on your team?
Yeah.
How do you know that those people are on your team?
Because if they say your name on top, that means they're on your team.
Wait, why are you eating a turkey leg now?
Because I need to heal up.
So why'd you eat that mushroom? You shouldn't eat mushrooms that are growing in the ground. It's terrible. You know those are poisonous.
You're weird.
What do you mean?
They heal you.
They heal you?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you just can eat whatever food that's randomly on the floor and it's supposed to heal you and give you magical powers or something like that.
Why are you always in a situation where you need to be healed?
I don't understand. Because they just attack each other. I think that's the whole thing of Fortnite.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
How do you know what heals you and what's poisoning you? Why is that funny?
Because you're so... This is definitely not real life.
Oh, it's not real life. Okay.
No.
I'm glad that he pointed that out to me, because I was confused.
I mean, to be fair, you can eat mushrooms, right? They grow from something. So, I mean, not all mushrooms. I wouldn't go out in your backyard and just start eating mushrooms.
Well, they're poisonous.
But so, if you're a smart person, you know which mushrooms you can eat and which ones you can't.
If you go outside and you eat a random mushroom in the ground, right?
Yes.
It is 50-50 if you're going to die or not.
Well, I don't know about those odds, but either way, it's probably not good.
But I like that he just laughed in my face. Like, I didn't know what I was talking about. He was like...
Silly.
And then he realized that I was dead serious. He had to explain to me this.
This is definitely not real life.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah.
But then it went on and it got a little bit more hectic.
Somebody's shooting my car.
Did you steal that car?
Yes.
But you're not supposed to steal cars. The teammate that just healed you, you ran over with the car?
Oh, no.
Sometimes I accidentally do that.
I didn't realize there was so cars hard. In Fortnite. I thought it was just like, you know, you ran around and you had like a hammer or something. I don't know.
We stole a car from a gas station. And I was like, Drew, We just literally ate a mushroom out of the ground, and now we're going to steal the car from the gas station and run over the friend that just healed you? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, sounds like a frat party arrest.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
That might be my first and last time playing Fortnite. But the crazy thing that happened, and parents, I mean, if your kids play Fortnite, you certainly know this already. But, like, they sell you things all the time.
Yeah.
So, Drew, knowing that I am the biggest sucker and will do anything to be his favorite aunt, immediately was like, there's this Midas surfboard that I really want. And then he goes to like another screen.
Yeah.
And it's like you could buy the packages.
It's like a store.
Yeah, it's like a store. It's like I only need 200 credits and whatever. And I immediately bought him whatever he wanted.
Right,
because
of course.
Because, you know.
Yeah, because you're his aunt.
Yes, and I
you
love
just
him.
Do whatever you want. Right. You never talk to his mom about anything. You just do it.
I believe I told him, don't tell your mom. That's the first thing I said.
Exactly.
But I was like, this could cost a lot of money. Like, if your child is playing this regularly, all these charges have to add up, right?
Yeah, I mean, it happens to adults, too. Candy Crush or whatever, all these little add-ons. Yeah, it adds up to a lot of cash.
So what should you be buying and what shouldn't you? We have an expert for that, and it's coming up next. Do you ever have a situation where your kid comes running into the room and they're like, Mom, please, $20. I need to buy this, whatever it is, because they're playing Fortnite and it's an add-on? What is that all about, and why are they out to get your money? David Thomas is the professor of fun. You can find him online at thefunbooks.com. David, this was the first time that I was playing Fortnite, and it seemed like everything cost money. I thought, like, back in the day that you could just earn, like, points, and then you're able to buy things.
Yeah. Boy, the world has changed. You know, somewhere along the line, the video game industry figured out this brilliant model, which is free to play, right? Like, you can get in there and you can play it and you get hooked, you enjoy the game, and then they're going to sell you stuff in the game. And it used to be like the question was, oh no, should you be able to buy things that make you more powerful in the game? And that bummed people out because they felt like, oh, you play to win or pay to win. So then they came with this other model, which is even more brilliant, which is it's free to play and you can buy stuff, but the stuff doesn't affect the game. And this is Fortnite, right? So basically you're buying costumes so that you can look cool in the game. And I have no idea why it works, but it works to the tune of billions of dollars. So you ask, why are they doing it? Billions of dollars.
David, you mean to tell me the $20 that I gave in for my nephew to get whatever the Midas, I don't know, Midas surfboard was, doesn't actually do anything? It's just to look cool?
Basically, yeah, that's just what it is. I mean, it's because it's all about, you know, who you are in the world. I mean, it's no different than buying Air Jordans and walking downtown.
Hey, it's brilliant, honestly, that they tie it into the individualism that we're pushing so much. I mean, right? We all are special. We're all individuals, and it's about expressing ourselves no matter in what form we see ourselves. So why wouldn't we put a dollar amount attached to that? David, I used to love Grand Theft Auto. I just heard this past week that Grand Theft Auto 7, is it, at this point, was basically ripped off or hacked and a bunch of stuff ended up out there in the public. What is that like for the industry? How does that happen and what does it mean?
Boy, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, you know, there's some early footage released or, you know, and sometimes you even wonder if it was like if it was on purpose. The game industry used to be really easy to understand because there were a few big players. The prices were pretty set. You kind of knew it was coming, but it's gotten very complex. But, you know, whenever Grand Theft Auto comes out, it's going to sell, again, it's going to sell $1 billion of games because people love the franchise. They know the game. They're going to buy it. They're going to play it.
I remember seeing those numbers before and thinking to myself, like, this has completely eclipsed the movie industry. I mean, they can make the kind of money that a movie like Top Gun Maverick just came out. They can make that in a week.
On fake costumes that they have to wear.
that's not even before they get into the costumes. I can only imagine after that, right? It's residual almost. David, you're the professor of fun. What's the game that you're playing right now?
I've ordered a Steam Deck, and this is the thing I'm the most excited about. It's kind of like the adult version of the Switch. I love the Switch, but now I can have access to all these old cool PC games, and so it's not even a game anymore. It's like I want that platform so I can lay in bed and play RPGs and real-time strategy games and all these computer games.
You want to check out David Thomas for yourself? You can head to his website, funatworkbooks.com. Thanks, David. Here's a really fun game you can play at work with your favorite coworker. We call it Reply All Roulette. You know, the person that always hits Reply All on the most ridiculous emails. So whenever we get an email that we deem to be so obnoxious and ridiculous, we decide, Raven and I, we flip a coin and then we hit Respond All from each other's computer and we reply as the other one.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun right until the moment, the day that one of us gets dragged into HR and they hand us a box and say, it's been a fun ride.
Yep. Tristan is our office manager. He sent two emails yesterday that both qualified for Reply All Roulette.
He was mad.
Here's the first email he sent. Hello. If your coffee cup overflows in the process of making a cup of coffee, please clean up after yourself. Thanks, Tristan. Okay, that was email one.
Seems harmless enough, and it makes sense. And you know what? That's common sense. People should be doing that anyways.
Here's the second email that went out shortly after. Hi. For the second time today, the carbon dioxide was turned off for the soda machine. In all capital bold letters, please do not do that. Also underlined. Thanks, Tristan.
You know, I walked by the kitchen earlier today, and I don't know if it's because the CO has been on the whole time and because they just recently hooked it back up, but it's making a funny noise in the kitchen now. No,
yeah.
I don't want to touch anything.
Yeah.
God forbid, because there's going to be some sort of problem.
Well, Raven and I had nothing to do with either of these issues, but we decided it's time to play some Reply All Roulette. So both of us have composed an email as each other. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to flip a coin and we're going to see who actually has to send it. Do you want to read yours first, Raven?
Yeah, I'll read it. I want you to know that the closing line is still, it's under construction, but I'm sending this as Anna, of course, and I'm sending it as if I'm the culprit who made a mess. Dear Tristan, I'm so very thankful you brought this terrible incident to my attention and to everybody else's in the company. While I didn't set out to make a mess that morning in the kitchen, let us use this as a reminder that it's high time we all, capital letters, cleaned out our closet or metaphorical coffee tray. Let's take stock of our failures and shortcomings, both privately and publicly. We all slip up from time to time. I saw you double parked last week. Did I notify everyone? I'm pretty sure Raven forgot deodorant the other day. I shed no tears. I believe we should regroup next time and have a discussion amongst all of us. The only person that gets to talk is the one that's carrying the coffee mug. Okay. Guilty.
All right. I feel like that's actually not so bad. I wouldn't mind if that came from me and went out to everyone in the company, all hundreds of us.
Okay, wait a minute.
Here's what, if I win, ready? Mm. Hi, everyone. It was me. I did it. This is, of course, Raven. I'm tired of hiding behind this facade. I overflow the coffee machine all the time, and I enjoy doing it. I turned off the carbon dioxide because I want to ruin everyone's life. And while I'm confessing, I also regularly overflow the toilets. That last stall has seen my wrath many, many times. Oh, and the refrigerator. I'm tired of all of you bringing in salads. I put my fingers in each of your Rubbermaid containers and grab a few leaves. But what do I got to do to get an Italian combo so I can eat some salami? Also, that's my used dental floss in the conference room. Please leave it alone. I reuse it every day.
Oh,
love,
my God.
Love, Raven.
I mean, you wrote a long one.
Yeah, hold on. Ready?
I think I need to go back and...
Heads or tail?
Tails.
Okay, this is heads. This is tails. Ready?
And you're flipping...
Oh, I lost. Fine. Here's my laptop. You can send it. Mine was so much better. I really wanted to win that one. The most annoying thing your coworker does. We received two emails from our office manager yesterday. First one complaining that if your coffee cup overflows in the process of making a cup of coffee, please clean up after yourself. Seems like something we should probably all know at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we're adults.
Second email said, for the second time today, the carbon dioxide was turned off for the soda machine. And then all capitals, underlined and bold, please do not do that. Why do we even have the ability to do that? I feel like that's not something that we should be able to have, right?
You know, I went over there and I was washing my hands at the sink, which is right next to it. And I was looking for the switch. I couldn't find it.
Somebody deliberately is trying to take away our soda.
You know what? Maybe that's why he's so upset about it, because it seems strange.
We asked around the office, what's the most annoying thing your coworker does? Keeping in mind that it's all of us.
It's got to be not cleaning up after themselves.
Yeah, the kitchen gets nasty. It makes you wonder, like, what do these people's home kitchens look like?
Yeah, yeah. Again, when you come through and you expect somebody else to take care of this stuff, you don't show anything, any respect. That's not cool.
What's the most annoying thing your coworkers do?
Walk in when you're recording something.
Stick a microphone in your face.
If you work here, that's always going to happen.
See, that? I mean, that goes both ways, though. Mm-hmm. Walk in when you're recording. That's us in the studio upset when somebody else shows up. Or stick a microphone in your face. That's somebody else who's just like, I just want to be here in the kitchen making a mess.
They put their clients on speakerphone and talk really loud without closing their office doors.
Yes.
Oh, they got real talk right there.
Oh, that is legit.
That was real. I mean, I can't believe she said that.
But it's true. And you want to know what? Raven does this here in the studio. He'll look down at his phone. He'll be like, oh, this is an important call. I got to take it. And then he thinks I don't hear. And he picks it up. And I hear that it's a spam call. But now he has to pretend it's a real call because he's taking
That's
it.
That's happened like twice. Come on.
Twice.
That's happened like twice.
People put their food in the microwave. They never clean up the mess. They never, like, their food is all over the place. I don't want to see that when I'm going to warm up my coffee.
It's true. Our microwave is nasty.
It's also true that this one person has many complaints.
That's right.
Wow. It's true.
Probably when they leave old food in the refrigerator. I kept an eye on this egg one time, and it was in the fridge for maybe 3 weeks. It started getting all discolored and smelly, so I just threw it away.
Look at Dana just doing God's work. She's like, you know what?
Kept an eye on an egg.
I'm going to throw away this egg. This egg has been here for too long. I sometimes am a little bit guilty of that because, like, I'll put things in there. It's usually yogurts, mm-hmm. and I don't realize that they had expired like 2 months ago. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh. When I notice, I throw it away, but I can see that time gets away.
The way that happens with me is if I bring breakfast and then something else sweeter shows up and I eat that instead.
You forget.
I keep pushing it to the side.
Yeah, this one I'm relatively certain is directed at us, and it's very angry.
Their complete inability to actually do what they're hired to do properly. Their expectation that other people will just do their work for them.
Wow.
I don't, not pointing fingers specifically at, you know, any big talents, but, you know.
Wow.
That's 100% you, Raven.
The funny thing is if you knew that guy, you'd know that he could equally be talking about absolutely any other person that works around him because he's just always that guy.
It's not easy working in an office setting and working with other people. No wonder why everybody working remotely doesn't want to go back to work, right?
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
It's We're Getting Married Week on Couples Court. All engaged couples and the disagreements they're having leading up to the big day. Matt and Sarah. Sarah, what happened?
Hey, so we're about to get married, and my soon-to-be husband had a bachelor party. And during the course of this party, they completely trashed a limo. This is the same limo company that's providing transportation for us, like, for our wedding. So they have a deposit from us, like, to cover the entire wedding. And this limo got so trashed, they're refusing to work with us for the wedding now. And they're keeping all our deposit money to pay for the damages. And I'm livid, really upset. And on the practical side, we have no transportation now for our wedding. I think the groomsmen should have to pay for the damage to rectify this situation and our relationship with this company and make sure we can have transportation for our wedding now.
Okay.
That's an interesting situation. Matt, what's your side of this?
I mean, did we trash this thing? We did. Like, we're not going to say that we didn't trash it. We did. But I just think, like, we can't ask, you know, my seven buds to, like, cough up $4,000. We're already asking them to, like, rent tuxes and get to where they need to go for the wedding, all that stuff. You know what? We can, like, accept the you know, responsibility, and we'll just have to pay for it or find a new company, you know, because honestly, it's a second deposit. It has nothing to do with that, you know, first limo we had. So maybe I don't even want to work with this company. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, on the other hand, at the end of the day, it's just costing you money. So no, it sounds like you're running a shell game. You're trying to be like, oh, look over here, and I'll tell you this over here. I mean, at the end of the day, it just costs you money. So even if you get them to provide transportation for you for the wedding at this point, you know, they're just saying that the deposit that you put on that covered the entire cost is basically just covering the damage. So if you go out and hire somebody else, I mean, again, it's still going to cost you X amount of dollars. I don't know that I look at it as, you know, the other groomsmen got a spring for your limo so much as they got to reimburse you for the damage that they already did. But if I'm a groomsman and I'm paying for a gift and I paid for a bachelor event and I'm paying for a tux and I'm paying for this, I'm not going to be happy either. I guess that should have factored into my decisions. Anna, what do you think?
I'm confused. So I'm not sure what exactly it is being questioned. Is the company dropping you completely and you have to hire a new company and they kept your deposit? How much was the deposit?
$4,000.
Yeah,
which, you know, of our money that we're now losing. So I think that the groomsmen should have to cover that.
And how many groomsmen are there?
Seven.
All right. I guess we have to see what the audience has to say. Is it on the groomsmen to come up with this cash so you guys are even? They're the ones that destroyed it at the bachelor party. Or do you agree with Matt where it's a cost of doing business? It was a bachelor party. It's an unfortunate situation, but you can't ask these guys to keep coming out of pocket for stuff like this.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
It's We're Getting Married Week on Couples Court. Matt and Sarah have a problem. Matt had his bachelor party, and they used the same company that they're using for the wedding for the party bus. The groomsmen trashed the party bus. Mm. And the limo company has come back and said that they're canceling their contract for the wedding, and they're keeping the $4,000 deposit that they have down.
Listen, I mean, there's a certain amount of dirt and wear and whatnot that they expect with these parties. I mean, if somebody throws up, it's not the end of the world. There's a cleaning charge, right? This is something more than that.
Right.
This is a bunch of people going out there, and these guys have jobs. They have their own property and stuff like that. They understand the fact that they destroyed something. Somebody's got to pay for that.
And Sarah says it should be them. She says, there's 7 groomsmen. They were all responsible. They need to split the cost and pay us back so we can hire another company. But Matt's like, what are we going to do? It's our wedding. It got rowdy. Like, we got to just let it go and eat it.
Yeah, we'll pay the price ourselves here. And meanwhile, they're out the money and they got to find a ride to their wedding.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Omira.
I'm on the bride's side. I think that in life, there are consequences to actions. And we're living in a time where there are not enough consequences. You play, you pay. They trashed the car. They should pay. Own it.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court. It's We're Getting Married Week on Couples Court. All engaged couples having disagreements leading up to the big day. Matt and Sarah. Sarah's upset. For Matt's bachelor party, the groomsmen trashed the party bus. It's the same company that they're using for their wedding. Not only are they keeping their $4,000 deposit, they've canceled their contract.
Well, this company is entitled to make sure that their vehicle gets repaired. Sarah doesn't have a problem with that. She says we need to collect the money from the groomsmen, pay the wedding company for the damage, and then beg them to drive us and honor the rest of the contract. But Matt says we can't do that. The groomsmen already have to lay out money for the tux and other things. It's expensive.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Maura.
Oh, definitely the bride. I mean, it sounds like they had a frat party in that limousine. They should definitely be responsible to pay for the damages. They should have thought about that before they had the party.
I mean, you're adults, right? If you got into a taxi cab and trashed it, if you got into an Uber and trashed it, there'd be consequences. There would be repercussions.
Exactly.
Alyssa, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm definitely on the bride's side. I think that the groomsmen are definitely responsible to cover the damages. They can't get off scot-free from that. And I understand it's expensive, like going to a wedding and, you know, getting your tux and all that. But you're an adult. You have to be responsible.
Beth, whose side are you on?
So I got to tell you, I'm on the side of the company. You know, they signed a contract. The company delivered. These guys went out. I get it's a bachelor party and, you know, got a little rowdy and excessive. But the damage they did, they're liable for it. And, you know, the companies nowadays are struggling to have employees, to, you know, have parts that they need. And the fact that they're only keeping their deposit and not suing the heck out of them, this couple is lucky. They should be begging for forgiveness. They should lose their deposit. That's the cost of doing business. And they should grow the hell up.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Sarah, our audience agreed with you. The guys trashed it. They cost you thousands of dollars because they trashed a limo. Now, Matt, I don't know how much of you doing stuff, too, was you responsible?
Trying to stick up for him? Like, no, not my angel.
Well,
what does it matter what he did and didn't do? The fact is that y'all did it.
Right, and the groomsmen should be responsible.
I mean, fine, but I'm going to need some help writing that group text. I'm going to be honest.
You know, if it was any other of your friends that had contracted these people or whatever, they'd be in the same situation. Liable for the deposit in its entirety or liable for the damage. And the company could always call, like, the authorities. Trash somebody else's ride. You're going to have to pay for it.
Right.
Sarah, you got to be relieved?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. I really, really appreciate your support. And I don't know. Don't trash a limo, guys.
Right.
Like, what are we, 18?
Right.
Come on.
It's like an 80s metal band taken out of a hotel room.
Right.
Who does that?
Motley Crue.
You have a problem too, send an email. Couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $2,400 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Chris, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. I want to give you this money. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Chris.
Thanks.
Okay. So Raven is walking out of here. When that studio door closes, he can't hear us because the studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But if you beat him, $2,400. You ready to play, Chris?
Yes, I am.
All right, number one. The COO of Beyond Meat was arrested after biting a man's nose following a college football game. What does COO stand for?
Chief Operating Officer.
Number two, Jimmy Kimmel Live is renewed for 3 more years. On what network can you watch Jimmy Kimmel Live?
CBS.
Number three, Brad Pitt is launching a new skincare line that contains antioxidants made with grapes from his winery. In what country is his winery Chateau Miravel?
Italy.
Number four, the buyer's house from Stranger Things just hit the market for $300,000. It sits on 6 acres in Georgia and has 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. What's the name of the villain in the most recent season, that's season 4, and one of the greatest villains in Dungeons & Dragons?
I don't know.
And number five, despite rumors, you cannot eat your Crocs to survive in an emergency situation. How many holes are in the original Crocs?
25.
It's a lot of holes, Chris. It's a lot of holes. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right.
Chris only got one.
Wow, Chris. $2,400. Not a very good showing. Let's see how I do.
No. Number one, the COO of Beyond Meat was arrested after biting a man's nose off following a college football game. He didn't bite the whole nose off. He just bit the tip.
That's what happens when you don't get enough protein.
You were waiting to make that joke all week.
You're right.
Couldn't wait.
Because it's true.
What does COO stand for?
COO is Chief Operating Officer.
Yes. You guys are tied. Number two, Jimmy Kimmel Live is renewed for 3 more years. On what network can you watch Jimmy Kimmel Live?
He's on ABC.
Yes. Number three, Brad Pitt is launching a new skincare line that contains antioxidants made with grapes from his winery. In what country is his winery, Chateau Miraval?
That's in France.
Yes. Number four, the buyer's house from Stranger Things just hit the market for $300,000. It sits on 6 acres in Georgia and has 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. What's the name of the villain in the most recent season, that's season 4, and one of the greatest villains in Dungeons & Dragons history?
I didn't play D&D, and I'm only about halfway through the season. It's, God, I'm gonna be mad when you say it. It starts with a V something, I think. I don't know it.
It's Vecna.
Vecna. Vecna.
Vecna. Chrissy, wake up! Okay, and number five.
was creepy, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number five, despite rumors, you cannot eat your Crocs to survive in an emergency situation.
I mean, who would want to?
There was a real thing trending this week. How many holes are in the original Crocs?
You know, I don't know. I'll just take a guess and say 18.
13 is the magic number.
Okay.
All right. And it didn't matter if it's kids or adults. They all have 13 holes.
Okay, for whatever reason.
All right. I'm sorry, Chris. He beat you 3-1 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Chris, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, buddy. Enjoy that shirt. Nice round number tomorrow, Anna. $2,500.
I'm ready to give it away.